More music and more fun with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
It's, well, technically Nikki and DeMello, though Nikki's not feeling well. So, just me looking after a Friday run for you here. Not such great news. A little shade been cast on Baldivis in a list of Perth's worst venues for shade, I see, by the Cancer Council WA. Yes, I didn't even know they listed these things, but they have, according to reports. We're in Baldivis. 171 Pump Track in Baldivis has been listed amongst a bunch of other places. Scarborough Beach Pool, Optus Stadium. What else? Oat Street Train Station. Also, Russell Brown Park in Mosman Park. Tomato Lake Playground in Kewdale. Armidale Fitness and Aquatic Centre. And a few others that have all been listed as, not quite shady enough. And given that we do cop a bit of sun around these parts, that's a fair criticism, I suppose. It just makes it even more important, I guess, that you take a hat wherever you go. But, yeah, there you go. You can check Perth now if you want to see the list of some of the other venues which haven't necessarily come up to scratch when it comes to looking after your skin. What else? A very lucky Queenslander has taken out the entire Division 1 prize from last night's Powerball. It was a Caloundra woman that picked up $60 million. And again, hats off and congratulations to you, madam. Word is she probably won't be going back to work. Well, you'd go back, wouldn't you? Just to say, hey, I'm not coming back. But anyway, I don't know. Donald Trump's been acquitted. It is, some would say not surprisingly, in his impeachment trial. The president spent, according to some reports, an hour blasting his rivals in his first public remarks since the result was announced. In amongst it, called his own senior FBI team scum. And of course, he can, now that that's all behind him, now concentrate on the job of getting re-elected. Which, given the circumstances, is probably now more likely than ever. Now, after more than a year of work as part of the Mandurah Matters project, a draft community plan that covers the next 20-odd years has been released and the council want your feedback. You can check it out and, submit your thoughts via mandurahmatters.com.au, and feedback can be submitted till March 4. And for those that follow these things, we are now in a new Indigenous season. They've got six as opposed to our traditional four. And now that we're in February, we're into what they call Bunuru or Bunuru. I'm not sure, but I can tell you that they call it the season of adolescence. It's the second summer. It goes February to March, right? It's the hottest time of the year. Yep. Little to no rain. Yep. Hot easterly winds continuing with cooling sea breezes most afternoons if you're close to the coast. Right. And therefore, traditionally, this was and remains a great time for living and fishing on the coast, rivers and estuaries, which sounds about right to me. Glimpse of a mythical, unexplained beastie in Scotland's Loch Ness. I'll stop with the accent now, but you know what I'm talking about, the Loch Ness monster. They've been claiming to see this thing in the waters of Loch Ness for years, decades, probably longer than that, I don't know. But anyway, the waters of Loch Ness continue to fascinate the world. There has been another report of a sighting of the so-called Loch Ness monster. Live webcam footage has been logged as the first official sighting of this year, with two clips submitted to the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register, and confirmed they were earlier this week. Ian from Ireland, who submitted the video, says the clips show Nessie swimming and occasionally splashing around in Urquhart Bay in the first confirmed sighting of the beast since October 29 last year. Now, I've had a look at them for you because I thought you'd want me to. And perhaps not surprisingly, I wouldn't call the footage conclusive. You can see something from a long way away, and it does appear to be swimming, maybe diving under the water. Though, for my money, it could be a seal or maybe a hot dog. I don't know. Jury's out. It's certainly not conclusive.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
All right. Nikki's away, so hello. DeMello looking after her entertainment news today. And following on from a story we picked up yesterday, a US insurance company being sued by Shannon Doherty over fire damage to her home has claimed the actress is using her recent stage 4 cancer admission to get a payout. According to the New York Post, the former Charm star sued the US insurance company State Farm in March of last year after they refused to pay the full amount for repairs on her home that was damaged in the 2018 California fires. In reply, not surprisingly, Doherty's lawyer, Devin McCrae, told the New York Post it was, quote, appalling
that State Farm would claim Doherty only revealed her health condition to garner sympathy. Of course, the other big news from overnight is the passing of one of the last links to the golden years of Hollywood, with a career that spanned 7 decades. Kirk Douglas earned his first Oscar nomination for the 1949 movie Champion.
See, for the first time in my life, people cheering for me.
Where he played an upstart boxer. But of course, he'll be likely forever remembered for playing the title role in Spartacus. He was also the father of Oscar winner Michael Douglas and died aged 103. And with Hollywood's big night coming up this weekend, one of the highlights will likely be Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas performing live. Now, nothing's been confirmed, but the speculation is that they'll unveil their new song for the upcoming James Bond movie. Meantime, while Phineas was on Jimmy Fallon's show recently, he revealed a surprising Australian connection to their other big song.
When you're on a street corner in Australia, you press the button, and then when the walk sign turns on, you hear this like rhythmic sound that I love and that Billy loved, and so we recorded it, and it sounds like this.
All right, so then you use that for the song Bad Guy.
Yeah, the thing people think are hi-hats and Bad Guy is actually just that.
Duh.
Here's the...
Phineas and Billy together performing a mystery song live at the Oscars this weekend. And if you want to party like it's 1999, you're in luck. So what if being a mad kind of idiot, one nation controlled by the media. Green Day are coming to WA once again, touring with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. They're going to play HBF Park November 8th after Perth. The Hell and Mega tour visits Melbourne, Sydney and Brizzy. Tickets are on sale Valentine's Day with pre-sale starting Monday, February 10. Oh, and speaking of announcers, the musical headliners for this year's Crab Fest have also been announced. That's right. WA's own Jebediah are going to be the stars this year in March on the foreshore.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.